Welcome to Passive Income Unlocked, where we unlock the doors to intelligent, hands-off real estate investing. We talk to experts in the space about what they do, how they do it, and most importantly, why they do it. My passion is careful, intelligent investing and closing the investing gap one investor at a time. While money doesn't buy happiness, passive income does have the potential to buy back your time. What would you choose to do with your time if you had enough passive income to live your best life? How would you like to spend your days? What kind of impact would you like to make? I'm here to tell you, dream big. There's no ceiling. It's all possible if you take consistent action towards your goals. It's been said that success is 80% mindset and 20% strategy. So we discuss both. Ready to gain knowledge and take action? Let's dive in. Hey everyone, and welcome back to the show. Today, I am very excited to introduce our guest for the day, Alicia Jarrett, all the way from Australia. Alicia, thank you for being here.
Suja, thank you so much for having me. It's such a pleasure to speak with you today.
You as well. I'm super excited. You have just like a wealth of experience and knowledge that I just can't wait to share your story. So, you know, I know you're a real estate investor. You invest in land and other asset classes in the United States, all the way from Australia, which I can't wait to hear about. I'd love to just have you start us off by telling us what got you interested in investing in real estate in the United States.
Sure. It does sound a little crazy, doesn't it? An Australian investing in real estate in the US, but I have met a few of them now, and which is good. So we're not alone. But how we got started, Suja, so my partner Matthew and I, we've done a little bit of investing here in Australia. But for your listeners that may not realize, the actual entry to even get into the market over here with real estate is exorbitant. It is crazy. Mm-hmm. I'm talking the city that I live in, Melbourne, just to even enter an average family home, you're looking at, you know, $500,000 to $600,000. So it's pretty pricey. Mm-hmm. So we've done a few deals here in Australia and we loved real estate. So
Would you say that the real estate in Australia is just owned by like a upper echelon of people, or like, you know what I mean?
That's a great question. I would say that there's definitely a divide here, like there is in most cities, though. You've got your very distinguished high class areas where properties are in the millions. But then, you know, the majority of the country is more reasonable, you know, family homes. But every city has its pockets where you've definitely got high priced homes as well. We used to have a model here, Suja, as well. I shouldn't say used to, we still do have this model, but it's starting to become a little unfavorable, where investors would own properties and rent them out and do what's called negative gearing, which is they would always make a loss on the property because rents are cheaper than what it is to buy properties.
Okay.
On the whole. And what would actually happen is they would use that loss as a write-off for their income taxes.
Okay.
And other gains that they might have made. But as you and I, as real estate investors, know, that's not so much of a smart strategy if you're looking at long term.
For sure.
Or if you're looking at cash flow.
Yeah.
And we had that with a few properties and we just really sat back and thought, well, is that the best way to invest? And the resounding answer that came back was, well, no, because when we think about our future goals and wanting to have cash flow and wanting to create business opportunities that would serve us, we needed to look elsewhere. And how we got to the States is I actually went along and saw some guest speakers that were talking about different opportunities in business. And one of them happened to be a fix and flipper. This is going back like 5 years ago now, Suja. Mm-hmm. And I was listening to him and thinking, wow, isn't that cool that you can take a house that nobody wants and the bank's not going to help and you can fix it up and put it back on the market and not only find someone a home, but help the community and help the seller get out of a problem. So it was kind of multifaceted for me. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the access to be able to do that in the States, you just can't do here. So access to information, buying the property off market, the price points, all of those things you can't do. Mm-hmm. So we actually started off doing houses. Mm-hmm. We did a few fix and flips in Florida and we loved it. We got bitten by the fix and flip bug. So it was at that stage as well.
This show is sponsored by Lux Capital Investment Group. Lux Capital provides pre-vetted, highly favorable investment opportunities on a risk-adjusted basis. Our opportunities are diversified across asset classes, geographies, and operators. We are nothing short of rigorous in our approach to evaluating investments. We focus on downside protection, conservative underwriting, recession-resistant asset classes, and forging strong relationships with operating partners and investors. If you want to be an intelligent, hands-off investor and gain access to the types of deals that I like to invest in personally, make sure to go to lux-cap.com, L-U-X-E-cap.com, and sign up for our newsletter.
What world were you fixing and flipping?
Oh, great question. We were watching a lot of HGTV with any fix and flip show we could get our hands on. We were just, but we put a team in place. We had a realtor on the ground. We had a contract team on the ground. Some of the properties we bought sight unseen. We just got our realtor to do a walkthrough and tell us. And if the numbers added up, we went for it. Some of them we actually bought when we were over there, but we just managed it remotely. And that is fine up until a point when things don't work. So when we got to that point, Suja, where, you know, had some great deals that went really smoothly and really well, but then there was a shift in the market. And I don't know if you remember at that point in time about 4 years ago, 3.5 years ago, where fixing and flipping properties and rehabbing and doing all that became such the rage for people to do.
Yeah.
And so all of a sudden it became really competitive to not only get a property off market for a decent price and look at your after rehab value, but also to get a team of contractors, because people were starting to bid on contractors, and contractors all of a sudden were, you know, walking off job sites and going to someone who's paying them $10 more an hour. So we were our last job, Suja, it's fair to say that our last job didn't go to plan. Huh. And we then had to look at a different asset class. And that's when we came across land.
Okay.
So we've been investing in land now for about 3.5 years. And that's been fantastic. We've got some really great strategies that we use with land. And that has also led us to creating some other businesses as a result of, you know, how we do land as well. And here awesome. We are, you know, all these years later, and we're still going.
Yeah. I mean, I'd love to hear about land investing. We've had one other land investor talk on the show, but I'd love to hear, what is it like for you? Like, how does the business model work? What are you
looking for, et cetera? Yep. Fantastic. For your listeners as well, I think a lot of people hear land and, you know, we drive past vacant land every day and we tend to not look at it because, let's face it, land's not that sexy. Doesn't have a beautiful house on it or a beautiful apartment complex or anything like that. It's just raw land. But there's so much that can be done with land. And what a lot of people listening probably don't realize is there's a lot of land out there where sellers don't want it, need to get rid of it, can't work with a realtor because maybe the land has problems that a realtor doesn't want to deal with, and they just need someone to help them. And when I talk about those off-market sellers, they're often people that have inherited land that don't want it. They might have had a spouse that has passed away and they need to get rid of it. It could be due to a divorce. You know, it could be back taxes, liens, problems with the land itself that needs some help with. And really, if you can help a seller out of those situations and get them to move on, and then your job as a land investor is to make that land usable and attractive to a buyer. Mm-hmm. And so we become the middle person that solves the problem for the seller and creates an opportunity for the buyer. Mm-hmm. And when we look at that opportunity, the opportunity, Suja, could be, you know, using that land. So we might buy and hold the land as one strategy and look at doing things like subdividing it and selling out parcels or fixing any issues that have been long term to then sell it at market. Mm-hmm. It could be that we double close on the land between the buyer and the seller. Mm-hmm. And we create two opportunities there for cash flow. One is when we sell it as a cash deal and we're just doing the actual transaction and facilitating that. But the second is selling land on seller finance or lease purchase. Mm-hmm. So what a lot of people might not realize is banks don't lend on land. Mm-hmm. They will lend on a house and land package, mm-hmm. but they generally won't lend on raw land unless there's some plans in place for that. And there's a lot of good, hardworking Americans out there that have plans for their land.
Thank you so much for listening to Passive Income Unlocked. Before you go on to continue with your amazing day, please take a moment to reflect on what you truly desire in life. Then think about one thing you can do to push the ball forward in that direction. Also, please head over to iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts and leave an honest rating and review of this show. It really would mean so much to me. Passive Income Unlocked is brought to you by Lux Capital. Lux works with investors nationwide to invest in real estate. We are closing the investing gap one investor at a time. Connect online at www.lux-cap.com, L-U-X-E-C-A-P.com. for tons of free educational content to further your success.